Come to order. The prayer will be offered by Chaplain Reverend Kevin McDonough from St. Peter's Cleva Catholic Church in St. Paul. Please rise after the prayer. Please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Madam Lieutenant Governor and Senators and guests, this, of course, is an historic occasion for the Senate in a particular way because Pat is not with us as we begin the new year. Prayers for good things for him. For many new senators, congratulations and prayers from the people of Minnesota, and particularly, of course, for all those affected by the tremendous, tremendous challenges in front of you. Let me ask as we begin that you might close your eyes for a moment and imagine one young constituent, preferably one who supported you, and think of that good young person to set the tone for what we do, for what you do in these next months. Maker of all that is good, you have given a tremendous challenge to this Senate and its colleagues in the legislative and executive branches of the government this year. Grant courage and focus, attention, colleagueship, compassion and concern, honesty, transparency, and most of all, a profound sense of gratitude in all that this body does. We ask this in your holy name, God, forever and ever. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Members may be seated. Well, it's truly an honor for me to be here today. Every year, we come together to serve our fellow citizens. We face difficult choices and many, many challenges. This year is no different. We face great challenges, and there's much work to be done. But today, here in this historic chamber, I know we're up to the task. Our citizens remain resolved. Our officials remain committed, and I remain fully confident that together we will overcome all the challenges which lay ahead. And that also is my prayer for us today. I will now appoint Senator Jen Olson as Clerk Pro Tem, who will call the roll by legislative district in numerical order. When your district's called, please respond present.
First District, Leroy A. Stumpf. Second District, Rod Skoy. Third District, Tom Saxhog. Fourth District, Mary Olson. Fifth District, David J. Tomazzoni. Sixth District, Thomas M. Bach. Seventh District, Yvonne Pretner Solon. Eighth District, Tony Laurie. Ninth District, Keith Langseth. 10th District, Dan Scogan. 11th District, Bill Ingebretson. 12th District, Paul E. Coring. 13th District, Joseph R. Gimsey. 14th District, Michelle L. Fishbach. 15th District, Terrell L. Clark. 16th District, Lisa A. Phoebe. 17th District, Rick Olsen. 18th District, Steve Dill. 19th District, Amy T. Koch. 20th District, Gary W. Kubley. 21st District, Dennis R. Fredrickson. 22nd District, Jim Vickerman. 23rd District, Kathy Sharon. 24th District, Julie A. Rosen. 25th District, Kevin L. Dolly.
Present.
26th District, Dick Day.
Present.
27th District, Dan Sparks.
Present.
28th District, Steve Murphy.
Present.
29th District, David H. Senjum.
Present.
30th District, Ann Lynch.
Present.
31st District, Sharon Erickson Ropes. 32nd District, Warren Limmer. Warren Limmer. 33rd District, Jen Olson, present. 34th District, Julianne Ortman. 35th District, Clara A. Roebling. 36th District, Pat Parisot. 37th District, Chris Gerlach. 38th District, Jim Carlson. 39th District, James P. Metzen. 40th District, John Dahl.
Present.
41st District, Jeff Michelle.
Present.
42nd District, David Hahn.
Present.
43rd District, Terry Bonoff.
Present.
44th District, Ron Latz.
Present.
45th District, Ann H. Rest. 47th District, Linda. 46th District, Linda Scheid. 47th District, Leo T. Foley. 48th District, Michael J. Jungbauer.
Present.
49th District, Debbie J. Johnson. 50th District, Satvir Chaudhry.
Present.
51st District, Don Betzold.
Present.
52nd District, Ray Van Devere.
Present.
53rd District, Sandy Rummel. 54th District, John Marty. 55th District, Charles W. Wieger.
Present.
56th District, Kathy Saltzman. 57th District, Katie Sieben. 58th District, Linda Higgins. 59th District, Lawrence J. Pogemiller. 60th District, D. Scott Dibble. 61st District, Linda Berglund. 62nd District, Patricia Torres Ray. 63rd District, Ken Kielash. 64th District, Richard J. Cohen. 65th District, Sandra L. Pappas. 66th District, Ellen R. Anderson. And 67th District, Mimua.
A quorum is present. We also have Senator Limmer in attendance. Without objection, Senators Foley and Terrace Ray will be excused from today's session. The next order of business is election of the President of the Senate. Are there any nominations? Senator Berglund.
Thank you, Lieutenant Governor. I nominate Senator James P. Metzen for President of the Senate. We all know that Jim has had this job before, and Senator Metzen has done an outstanding job. He's very fair, keeps things moving, and has served us well in the past. I'm sure he will serve us well for this session also.
Senator Metzen has been nominated. Are there any other nominations?
Madam President.
Senator.
Thank you. Madam President, I'd like to place in a nomination Senator Michelle Fischbach for President of the Senate. Senator Fischbach has been an experienced member of this body, and we think we would be served well by her leadership.
Thank you. Senator Fischbach's name has been placed in nomination. Are there any other nominations? Nominations are closed. The clerk pro tem will call the roll in alphabetical order.
Anderson. Bach. Berglund. Betzold. Bonhoff. Carlson. Chaudhry. Clark. Cohen. Dahl. Day. Dibble. Dill. Dahl. Erickson Ropes. Fishbach. Phoebe. Foley. Not Foley is excused. Fredrickson. Gerlach. Gimsey. Han. Higgins. Ingebrigtsen. Johnson. Jungbauer. Kielesch. Cook. Coring. Kubli. Langseth. Latz. Limmer. Laurie. Lynch. Marty. Metzen. Michelle. Moa. Murphy. Olsen. Olson G. Fishbach. Olson M. Thank you. Ortman. Pappas. Pariso. Pogamiller. Pretner Solon. Rest. Roebling. Rosen. Rummel. Saltzman. Saxog. Scheid. Senjum. Sharon. Sieben. Skoy. Skogan. Sparks. Stump. Tomasoni. Torres Reyes. Excuse. Vanderveer. Vickerman. Uyghur. I believe the majority is prevails for Metzen.
Well, I think we're tallying.
They're tallying?
6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 55, 56 Metzen has been elected president. Senator Metzen, would you please come forward and take the oath as administered by the Honorable Edward Lynch, District Court Judge.
I, James P. Metzen.
I, James P. Metzen.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
To support the Constitution of the United States.
To support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Minnesota.
And the Constitution of the State of Minnesota.
And to faithfully discharge my duties.
To faithfully discharge my duties.
As President of the Senate.
As President of the Senate.
To the best of my judgment and ability.
The best of my judgment and ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. Fink.
Thank you very much. I can't tell you what an honor and a privilege it is for me to preside in this building and in the Senate. It certainly is an honor, and I pledge to all of you I will be fair, deliberate in my decisions, and there will be no partisanship up here, okay? So thank you again, and Appreciate your support. The next order of business is the election of officers. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I'd like to nominate Peter S. Watson as Secretary of the Senate Legislative and Joanne M. Zoff as Secretary of the Senate Administrative to perform the duties of the Secretary of the Senate.
Mr. President.
Any other nominations? Senator Hamm.
Mr. President, I have a point of order, I guess, or a parliamentary inquiry. We have in Minnesota Statute 3.06 a requirement that we elect one person to be Secretary of the Senate. And so I guess I'm concerned that we're acting in violation of Minnesota statute by electing two people to a job that the statutes call for to be filled by one.
Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I believe the statutes, Constitution, rules of the Senate have a designation of duties by Secretary of the Senate. It seems to me that as long as those duties are performed, and if they're performed appropriately, it does not matter if you have job sharing or not.
Mr. President.
Senator Hamm.
Well, if I might read the appropriate statute, it says the Senate shall elect a secretary, a first and a second assistant secretary, an enrolling clerk, an engrossing clerk. To me, that language, and I am not an attorney, would suggest one person would fill each of those jobs separately. And so we may have some reason to have the job filled by more than one, but I think that to do that would be contradictory to the statute as it's clearly written. And I guess I would like to ask for your judgment on the application of the statute and whether or not we're in violation of it.
Would you refer me to the right section?
Yes, Mr. President, it is Minnesota Statute 3.06 pertaining to the legislature, officers, and employees.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Subdivision 1.
Mr. President.
Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I believe that this is a advice to the Senate, to the President.
Senator Pogemiller.
I believe it's a long tradition and understood constitutionally that the Senate has the right to organize itself as it sees fit. And I think it's very apparent that as long as the duties that are recommended in the Constitution are carried out, that it is certainly up to the Senate to choose how to have those duties performed in terms of staffing. I don't think there could be any doubt about that.
Mr. President, could I have
advice? Senator Hamm.
Mr. President, I think that the Senate does have the power to organize itself as it sees fit within the constraint of law. And I think the question is whether or not we as a body believe we have to obey the law. It seems to me this law is very clear. It calls for one person to fill that role. If we want to do otherwise, then I think there's something that we should do to change the law. And so I think that while the point is well taken that we have the right to organize ourselves in ways that are appropriate, I don't see how we can do it in contradiction to the stated statutory language.
I believe the Senate has the right to organize as it sees fit. I think that's our Senator Limmer.
Mr. President, was that your ruling officially?
That was a ruling.
Mr. President, I move to appeal the rule of the President, ask for a roll call vote.
The decision of the President has been challenged. Senator Ortman,
Mr. President, according to the rules 3.06 subdivision 1, the second sentence says the Senate shall elect a secretary, a first and a second assistant secretary, an enrolling clerk, an engrossing clerk, a sergeant-at-arms, an assistant sergeant-at-arms, and a chaplain. The statute is very clear as to the number for these positions, And it also says that there is the opportunity for a first and second assistant secretary. There's no reason why this chamber can't ask that one of these nominees serve as a first assistant secretary. But we are asked or mandated with the word shall to elect a secretary today, and I hope that this body will follow the statutes in its first official action.
Senator Gerlach, I think we know what the issue is, but you may speak.
Thank you, Mr. President. Before we vote on this appeal of the ruling of the chair, I'd like to ask a parliamentary inquiry. Mr. President, could you tell the body which is higher in precedence, Senate rules or Minnesota state statute?
Mr. President, advice.
Senator Pogemiller.
I think that the highest, if you read Mason's Manual, page 15, Rules Governing Procedure, in this order of principal sources, constitutional provisions and judicial decisions, first, adopted rules, second, custom and usage, third, statutory provisions, fourth, adopted parliamentary authority, fifth, and parliamentary law, sixth.
Secretary will take the roll. A yes vote supports the position of the president.
Anderson? Bach? Bach? Berglund? Berglund? Betzold? Bonhoff? Carlson? Chaudhry? Clark? Cohen? Dahl? Day? Dibble? Dill? Dahl? Erickson Ropes? Fishback? Phoebe? Foley? Foley's excused. Fredrickson? Gerlach? Gimsey? Han, excuse me. Higgins. Ingebrigtsen. Johnson. Jungmauer. Kielash. Koch. Coring. Kubli. Langseth. Langseth? Did I hear aye?
Yes.
Latz?
Aye.
Limmer?
No.
Lori?
Aye.
Lynch?
Aye.
Marty? Metzen?
Aye.
Michelle? Moa?
Aye.
Murphy?
Aye.
Olsen? G. Olson, no. M. Olson. Ortman. Pappas. Pariseau. Pogemiller. Pretner Solon. Rest. Rest. Roebling. Rosen. Rummel. Saltzman, Saxog, Scheid, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Skogan, Sparks, Stumpf, Tomasoni, Torres Reyes, excuse, Vanderveer, Bickerman, Uyghur.
Senator Bach is in the chamber.
Is Berglund here? I think that's the only one that was missed.
got to count.
I have 46 to 18. 46 to 18? 46 to 18?
On a vote of 46 ayes and 18 nays, the ruling of the chair is upheld. Senator Sanjip.
Mr. President, at this point, is it appropriate to offer another name and nomination?
Yes, it is.
Mr. President, members, I would like to offer and be delighted to offer the name of Mr. Daniel Wolf for Secretary of the Senate. Dan has been our chief of staff for a long, long time. Way longer than I have been here. He's impeccable in terms of his knowledge of the statutes, the rules, the operation of the Senate. He is well-learned, well-experienced, fair to the core, and I think would make an outstanding Secretary to the Senate. So members and Mr. President, it is a great pleasure that I'd like to place a nomination in the name of Dan Wolf.
Okay, the name of Dan... Senator Dan, or not Senator, you're not Senator yet. Dan Wolf has been nominated. Senator Roebling?
Mr. President, I would like to second the nomination of Dan Wolf. Dan has been with the Senate as a Senate staff person since 1984. He started out working in research and became the chief of staff for our caucus in 1991. He has an excellent combination of administrative and parliamentary experience, and he is a good combination for this very important job of Secretary of the Senate. We all know that Dan is very fair and respected, and he will put the interests of the entire Senate ahead of any partisan interests.
The name of Dan Wolf has been...
Mr. President, I'm looking for some clarification here as to what we are doing. We have a nomination from Senator Pogemiller for two individuals to fulfill two positions, and then we have a nomination from Senator Sanjim for one person to fill one position, and I'm unclear as what we're doing. Are we filling one position or two? And if we are filling two, what are the distinctions in terms of duties, and how does... the position that we've nominated Dan Wolf
Senator
for
Hatt,
comport
with
that?
I think we visited with that issue a little while ago. Senator Pogemiller?
Mr. President, is there a motion to close nominations?
That would be in order. Senator Pogemiller?
Move that nominations be closed.
On the motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails.
Mr. President?
Senator Pogemiller?
Now that nominations are closed, would the President prefer... on the vote to name the two individuals
I think we should name
or
the two
slate,
then,
or how would you like to do it?
Yeah, if you're for the two, I think you should name the two, and if you're for the one, name the one.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Mr. President.
Senator Hamm.
I'm still unclear as to what the duties are of the two people that we're electing, if we elect those two to fill the one job that the statute calls for. Are the duties the same and they're both doing the same duties, or are there going to be a division of duties? I don't think it's clear, at least to me, what we're electing these individuals to do in terms of performance of their function. Could that be clarified before we have the vote?
Mr. President.
Senator.
Mr. President. Senator Hahn, yes, there is a division of the duties. This has been something that has been discussed quite widely in the Senate. I perhaps should have personally discussed it with you. I apologize that I did not. But it was widely discussed. There is a list of the differentiation of the duties. I think if you look, the easiest way to think about this is that the legislative portion would be with regards to operations internally of the Senate and the rules during the operations of the Senate, whereas the administration portion would be managing the operations of the Senate outside of the floor sessions is a fairly way. There is a list of the separation of duties. I know Senator Sanjim has seen the list. And I think it makes a lot of common sense.
The clerk pro tem will take the roll. Senator Murphy.
Thank you, Mr. President. As a person who is not going to support any of the candidates, and it's not because of their qualifications, I think that all three people that are named are highly qualified. I just believe that this is an unusual circumstance. It should have been taken care of a long time ago. We should be voting for one person to be the full-time president of this Senate. And Mr. President,
Secretariat. We know.
I was giving him a promotion right away. But Mr. President, in all seriousness, what do you do when you were not afforded the opportunity to put a name forward? The nomination was closed. I don't want to vote for any of the candidates.
Secretary, Senator Vandiver.
Mr. President, could you just tell us, I'm wondering, are we voting for two, are we to give two names when we vote, or one, or and are we voting for which position when?
I think we've been through that, but you're probably going to vote for the one, and some others will vote for two. Secretary will take the roll.
And as Secretary, I would suggest that if you are planning to vote for the two, you say Watson, Zoff, and if you're planning to vote for one, you would say Wolf. If you would do that, that would be helpful to me. Thank you. Anderson? Bach? Berglund? Betzold. Bonoff. Carlson. Chaudhry. Clark. Cohen. Dahl. Day. Dibble. Dill. Dahl. Erickson Ropes. Fishbach, Phoebe, Foley, as excused, Fredrickson, Gerlach, Gimsey, Han, Higgins, Ingebrigtsen, Johnson, Jungbauer, Kielash, Koch, Coring.
That's only one vote, Senator.
Kubli. Langseth. Thank you. Latz. Limmer. Lori. Lynch. Marty. Metzen.
Watson's off.
Michelle. Moa. Murphy. Substein. Olsen. Olson G. Wolf. Olson M. Ortman. Pappas. Pogamiller. Oh, no, excuse me, Pariseau. Pogamiller, Watson's off. Okay, Prettner Solon. Rest. Roebling. Rosen. Rummel. Saltzman. Saxog. Scheid. Senjum. Sharon. Sieben. Skoy, Skogan, Sparks, Stump, Tomasoni, Torres Reyes excused, Vandiver, Vickerman, I hear him, Uyghur, thank you.
On a vote of 43 to 21, the secretaries elect are Watson, Zoff. Secretaries elect will advance to the bar of the Senate and subscribe to the oath of office administered by the Honorable Judge Edward Lynch.
Duties as secretaries of the your judgment and ability, so help you God.
Okay. We will continue on the election of officers. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I move that the election of other elected officers be made on one roll call unless there should be more than one nomination for any office.
Okay, on that motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senator Langseth.
Mr. President, members of the Senate, it gives me a great deal of pleasure to place in nomination the name of Colleen Pacheco for First Assistant Secretary. Members of the Senate, Colleen came here in 1975 as a page. In 1980, she became an employee of the front desk. Now, if you stop to think about that, she's been here 1 year longer than the most senior members, Senator Berglund and myself. So all 67 of us came here after she did. And the strange thing about it, she's still a young woman. But as you know, she does an excellent job. She's very efficient. She's also has a very good sense of humor and a good personality, which helps to lighten up this place quite a bit. So again, it gives me a great deal of pleasure to place her name in nomination.
Okay, Senator Vickerman.
Mr. President, I move that the nomination of Michael R. Lynn for second assistant secretary be confirmed by the Senate. Michael is a person who has been a close friend, I think, to everybody in this body. He's went an extra mile to help people feel welcome here, and so I'm proud to put his name in nomination.
Okay. Senator Stumpf.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to place the nomination Melissa Mapes for engrossing secretary. If we want the Senate to run as smoothly as it did last time, we would be blessed with her fine work. She started in 2005, and when she replaced Kathleen Morrison, and so she's done an excellent job. And I'd like to see that continue.
Okay. Senator Cohn.
Mr. President, I'm honored to be able to nominate for Sergeant Arms Sven Lindquist. As many of you know, Sven began here working in the sergeant's office in 1981. He was first elected as the chief sergeant in 1986, and he's the person who gets things done for us. Obviously, he's one of the key people in making sure this place runs. I'm not sure what we would do without him. And again, I'm honored to place his name in nomination.
Okay. Senator Marty.
Mr. President, I'm honored to place Marilyn Logan Hall nominate her for the position of Assistant Sergeant at Arms. I think we all know that she's been serving in this role in the past, has done an excellent job. She's been very attentive, dedicated employee who served the members of the Senate and the public well, and I think we'd be honored to keep her in that position.
Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I'd like to nominate Reverend Kevin McDonough to continue as the Senate chaplain.
Okay. Any secretary will take the role. Should we just say? I think that we'll just say slate if you're for the slate.
Anderson. Bach. Berglund. Betzold. Bonoff. Carlson. Chaudhry. Clark. Cohen. Dahl. Day. Dibble. Dill. Dahl. Erickson Ropes. Fishbach. Bobby. Foley. Foley. Fredrickson. Gerlach. Gimsey. Han. Higgins. Ingebretson. Johnson. Jungbauer. Kielash. Koch. Boring. Kubli. Langseth. Latz. Limmer. Laurie.
Good.
Lynch. Marty. Metzen.
Slate.
Michelle. Moi. Murphy. Olsen. Olsen G. Olsen M. Ortman. Pappas. Pariso. Hogemiller. Bretner Solon. Rest. Roebling. Rosen. Rummel. Saltzman.
You.
Saxhog. Scheid. Senjum. Sharon. Sieben. Skoy. Skogan. Sparks. Stumpf. Damasoni. Torres Ray. Absent. Vandeveer. Bickerman. Uyghur.
Okay. 65-0. Would the first assistant secretary, the second assistant secretary, the engrossing secretary, the sergeant at arms, the assistant sergeant at arms, and the chaplain, will you advance to the bar of the Senate and subscribe to the oath of office administered by the Honorable Judge Edward Lynch?
Do each of you solemnly swear to support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Minnesota, and to discharge faithfully your duties as officers of the Senate of Minnesota to the best of your judgment and ability, so help you God?
Next order of business is motions and resolutions. Senator Pogemiller and Senator Senjum introduce Senate Resolution Number 1.
Mr. President, I believe there's about 10 or 15 of these. I believe they're on your desks, hopefully in order.
I think that everybody have a copy. I think they're pretty procedural motions the first day of the Senate, but take a look at them. And
Mr. President, I would move Senate Resolution Number 1, naming of the majority leader and minority leader.
Secretary will report the resolution.
Senators Pogemiller and Senjum introduce Senate Resolution Number 1, naming a majority leader and a minority leader.
Look at the board. Huh? Okay, all on the motion. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Congratulations.
Mr. President.
Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I move Senate Resolution Number 2, which relates to the adoption of temporary rules for the 86th session of the legislature. And members, note that on lines 1.10 and 1.13 is the new rule related to the allocation of duties between the Secretary of the Senate Legislative and Secretary of the Senate Legislative.
Okay. Secretary will report the resolution. Then we'll continue.
Senators Pogemiller and Senjum introduce Senate Resolution Number 2 relating to rules, adopting temporary rules for the 86th session of the legislature.
Okay. Now we have discussion, Senator Senjum, if you'd like.
Thank you, Mr. President. And I have an amendment to the resolution, in particular to the section 7.2 and 7.4. I can describe it. Is there any way to show this on, well, nobody has their computer, I guess, but can we show it on the screen or should I just talk it through?
Yeah, we'll report it and then we'll have you explain it.
Senator Senjum introduces the A1 amendment. Senator Senjum moves to amend Senate Resolution Number 2 as follows. Page 1, after line 8, insert. This is the A1 amendment.
Senator Senjum on the A1 amendment to the resolution.
Mr. President, members, the A1 amendment deals specifically with what we might call in normal terms, targets, and when we get the targets. Per the current rules, the whole process involves the beginning with a date the governor gives his budget forecast, or not forecast, but certainly his budget items. And from that, then, there's a 30-day time period by which the Senate reacts, and another 7 days, or pardon me, 14 days after that, in which there's another reaction. So 44 days after the governor has presented his proposal, the Senate, under the rules, is to have finalized their proposal relative to targets. This particular resolution calls for a tightening of that, basically 7 days after the governor, the Senate shall have some general targets, and then 7 days following that, more specific targets relative to the divisions. Mr. President and members, what this is all about is feeling that we're in a budget situation today like never before. And the governor is going to put forth his recommendations. And we think on our side it's important that the Senate put forth their proposals relative to how we solve this budget in the form of targets. To wait until we have traditionally done this, I believe last year, and frankly it was May before we finally saw the targets from the majority caucus, that is way too long. We cannot wait that long. In my opinion, Mr. Chair and President, we can't wait 44 days after the governor gives his. So this is a resolution which calls for tightening the timelines on when the majority caucus is going to bring forth their targets, their recommendations relative to the budget. I think we need those. Indeed, if we're going to do zero-based budgeting, and we hear a lot about zero-based budgeting, it's the hum of the capital, it's the hum of all the forums we go to. We're going to do zero-based budgeting. Frankly, you can't do zero-based budgeting without some sort of a target. So this is what this is about. I urge your consideration, your thoughtful support for this. I think it will help us immensely as we move through this difficult budget deliberation process.
Further discussion on the Senjum A1 amendment.
Mr. Chair, a roll call on this as well.
Okay, there will be a roll call. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, the Senator Senjum may have a good idea there. We will be discussing the permit rules of the Senate. I want to assure you we'll have full consideration of that in the Rules Committee. I don't think it's necessary to adopt today. And so I would encourage members to vote no.
Further discussion? Senator Fischbach.
Mr. President, I want to say that I think this is necessary today. We are going into a tough time. We're opening the legislative session. And to show the people of Minnesota that we really want to get this done and we want to get it done right, I think this is an important resolution that we pass today and add to this rule. So I would support Senchum's amendment to this resolution.
Okay. Secretary will take the roll on the Senchum amendment. Senator Torres. Senators voting, desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There being 21 ayes, 44 nays, the amendment is not adopted. Any further discussion? Secretary will take the roll. Before the roll, Senator Fischbach.
Mr. President, I guess I'm a little concerned about this resolution, and I'm wondering why we need to do this. On lines 1.9 through 1.13, we have the language that allows us to elect this dual secretary kind of thing. Well, we've already done that. The president has ruled that we can do that with or without any kind of language, you know, regardless of statutory language. So I'm a little confused why now, after the fact, we're adopting rules to do something we've already done. So if the president could maybe clear that up. Otherwise, I would just move to delete that. Delete lines 1.9 through 1.13.
Mr. President.
Volker Miller.
Mr. President, what this language does is makes clear that we're going to allocate the duties between these two individuals. There's no need to do that, but I thought it would be more transparent and open for the Senate to have a designation of that, and we will do that in the Rules Committee.
Secretary will take the roll. It's on the Pogue Miller resolution. Did you have an amendment?
Mr. President, I move to delete lines 1.9 through 1.13 because they're unnecessary.
Yes, we're going to honor that, but you didn't say that before. Okay. Maybe one brief. We'll have a roll call. One more. I understand that, but did you want to explain it just a little bit more to make sure everybody's on board?
Mr. President, lines 1.9 through 1.13 basically put language into our rules that we've already done. And earlier you ruled that we didn't need that, that it was okay that we elected the dual secretary position, and obviously we didn't have this rule. So regardless of statutory language, we already did this. So this is just, you kind of, we're okaying something you've already approved, you've already done, and it seems redundant and unnecessary.
All right, we're going to take a vote. There'll be a roll call on the Fischbach amendment, on the motion to amend. We'll report the amendment. Secretary will report the amendment.
Senator Fischbach moves to amend Senate Resolution number 2 as follows. Page 1, delete lines 9 to 13.
Secretary will take the roll on the Fischbach amendment to the resolution.
Just a second. We'll call this a
Fish back.
That's not. Okay. And now we're going to take the vote.
All senators, having voted, desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There being 20 ayes and 41 nays, the amendment is not adopted. Any further discussion on the resolution? Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted, desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There being 48 ayes, 17 nays, the resolution is adopted. Senator Pogamiller and Senjum, introduce
Mr.
next resolution. Senator Pogamiller.
Mr. President, I move Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 1, adoption of temporary joint rules with the House.
Secretary will report the resolution.
Senators Pogamiller and Senjum introduce Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 1, a Senate Concurrent Resolution relating to the adoption of temporary joint rules.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted, desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There being 60 ayes, 4 nays, the resolution is adopted. Senator Pogamiller.
Mr. President, I'd move Senate Resolution Number 3, which relates to standing committees. There are a few changes on committee membership related to two members who have left the Senate and two additional members, plus some other changes in committee membership related to that. It's fairly minimal changes, but there are a number of changes. We went through those specifically in the Rules Committee, and I certainly would be willing to answer questions or try to describe those if members felt that was necessary.
Yeah, this resolution was presented by Senator Pogermiller and Senator Senjum. The Secretary will report the resolution.
Senators Pogermiller and Senjum introduce Senate Resolution Number 3, a Senate resolution relating to standing committees.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Pogermiller and Senjum introduce Senate Resolution Number 4.
Mr. President.
Senator Pogermiller.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move Senate Resolution Number 4 relating to the committee schedule for standing committees. I believe the schedule is the same, and the room numbers are the same, except I think the Judiciary Committee will now be in room 15.
Okay, any discussion on that? All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Pogermiller and Senjum introduce Senate Resolution Number 5. Senator Pogermiller.
Mr. President, I move Senate Resolution Number 5 related to postage.
Discussion on the resolution. Seeing none, the Secretary will report the resolution.
Mr. President.
Pogermiller and Senjum introduce Senate Resolution Number 5, a Senate resolution relating to postage.
Senator Koch in discussion.
Mr. President, I was just doing a little considering on this, and in the day of emails, and, you know, considering we're facing the budget deficit that we are, I would like to amend this resolution that we would furnish each member of the Senate with 3,500 stamps. I'd like to deduct 2,000 each senator. This is not a big cost savings, but I did a little math, and it's over $56,000. And again, in this day and age with the emails, I think that this is a good amendment to the resolution, and I ask members to support it.
Secretary will report the amendment to the resolution. There will be a roll call requested. Yeah, give us, we need, the desk needs your, those numbers again, Senator Koch.
I would simply delete in line 1.5, 5,500, and replace it with 3,500.
Okay. Secretary will report the amendment to the resolution.
Senator Koch moves to amend Senate Resolution Number 5 as follows. Page 1, line 5, delete 5,500 and insert 3,500.
Senator Pogermiller.
Mr. President, I don't feel strongly about this, but I think I'm going to oppose the amendment only because I think this is the way many members stay in touch with their constituents. Others use email. And the way the current system works, you don't have to use up this total allotment if you don't want. But there are some members who literally go to other members and get their stamps from them because they tend to use snail mail more than email. And I just think it's a way that some of the members communicate with their constituents. So.
Okay, we're voting on the Koch
Mr. President.
Amendment. Senator Murphy.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I agree with Senator Pogermiller. Senator Koch, many of us that have larger districts, and mine's pretty good size, but not even close to like what Senator Stump has or Langseth, and we depend upon that postage to stay in contact with our constituents. And today, more than ever, we need the input from our constituents. We also need to be able to respond to them. We are going to cut money out of the Senate's budget, and it's probably going to be painful for a lot of the folks around here. But I think we're about to embark on a pain dispensing mission to our constituents. So let's not make it worse than what it has to be.
Further discussion. Secretary will take the roll on the Koch, Senator Koch A1 amendment dealing with postage. 30, 40, 52. All senators having voted, desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There being 26 ayes and 39 nays, the amendment to the resolution is not adopted. Further discussion. The secretary will take the roll on the stamp resolution. All senators having voted, desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There being 54 ayes, 10 nays, the resolution is adopted. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I move Senate Concurrent Resolution number 2 related to parking space. It's a boilerplate resolution.
Further discussion on the resolution. Secretary will report the resolution.
Senators Pogemiller and Senjum introduce Senate Concurrent Resolution number 2, a Senate Concurrent Resolution relating to parking space in the Capitol area for members of the legislature and staff.
Discussion on a resolution. Seeing none, the secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted, desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There being 65 ayes, 0 nays, the resolution is adopted. Resolution number 6 being introduced by Senator Pogemiller and Senator Senjum. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I move Senate Resolution number 6 relates to attendance of members at standing committee meetings and seminars, providing for expense payments.
Discussion. Secretary will report the amendment or the resolution.
Senators Pogemiller and Senjum introduce Senate Resolution number 6, a Senate resolution relating to the attendance of members of standing committees at meetings and seminars, providing for the payment of expenses.
Discussion on the resolution. Senator Vanderveer.
Mr. President, if I could, I have a brief oral amendment to Resolution number 6.
If it's pretty brief, yes.
It is, Mr. President. It's delete lines 1 or lines 10 and 11.
Okay. Why don't you explain what that does?
Mr. President, members, what this does is takes the reimbursement by the state out of attending these meetings or seminars. I think we've discussed a statewide travel ban. We have a very serious financial situation that the state's in right now, and I believe this would be unnecessary travel. I don't think it's something we need to keep to do our jobs, and I think we should just eliminate that part of this resolution. And I would ask for a roll call.
Okay, the secretary will report the Vanderveer amendment.
Senator Vanderveer moves to amend Senate Resolution number 6 as follows. Page 1, delete lines 10 and 11.
Discussion on the Vanderveer amendment. There will be a roll call. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, just briefly, Senator Vanderveer, there has been a memo went out several weeks ago. We are cutting back dramatically on travel, so there's a ban of some sense in right now. But if I think the reason we should pass this is because if there is a particular meeting that could be helpful in terms of ideas and budget resolution, I think we should have the flexibility to allow a member to travel for that, and they obviously should be reimbursed for it. But Senator Vanderveer, very aware of the points you made, and we are reducing travel dramatically. I personally believe that's unfortunate because I think it is actually to the benefit of Minnesota to have members travel for educational purposes. I think that's a good idea. But in these tough times, there will be cutbacks.
Senator Vandeveer. Sir, Senator Hand first.
Thank you, Mr. President. And I'm wondering if you or the Majority Leader could, just as a point of information before we vote, tell us what we spent last year and items related to the language covered by lines 1.10 and 1.11. What was the amount of money that was spent to pay for, reimburse members for travel and expenses for these meetings?
Senator Porgamill, I don't have the numbers with me, but it's been it's down quite a bit. Senator Porgamill.
Mr. President, Senator Hand, I don't have that number right now. I can get that for you. I can tell you that in December, as part of the budget rescission that was made for this biennium, I think we reduced our travel budget at least $50 million. But I can get you the number, $50,000. I can get you the number of what we did spend for last year. Is that? I can get you that.
It's been quite a bit more selective the last year that I'm aware of, and it's down quite a bit. So we'll get you the numbers if you need them. On the Vandeveer amendment to the resolution, Senator Vandeveer.
Well, Mr. President and Mr. Majority Leader, I think the issue is I think there are options now, teleconferencing and the Internet, that while travel might be a little bit better, I think it's also not absolutely necessary in order to get information. It may be a little bit more work, but I think it's accessible and it's available quite easily. And our members think that this is one way that we can start setting an example ourselves that we intend to deal with this situation. So I would ask for your support on this amendment. I think it is reasonable. I think there are many other options to travel, and it's going to be a busy session anyway, so we don't need to be out flying all over the country. And let's just pass this amendment to the resolution. Thank you.
Secretary will take the roll on the Vandeveer amendment to the resolution. All senators having voted desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There'll be 20 ayes and 45 nays. The amendment does not prevail. Any further discussion on resolution? Number 6. Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted, desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There being 51 ayes, 12 nays, the resolution is adopted. The next resolution on the agenda is resolution number 7, introduced by Senator Pogemiller and Senator Senjum. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I move Senate resolution number 7 related to expenses for interns and law clerks.
Further discussion on resolution number 7. The Secretary will report the resolution.
Senators Pogemiller and Senjum introduce Senate resolution number 7, a Senate resolution relating to expenses of interns and law clerks.
Secretary will take the roll on the resolution. All senators having voted desire to vote. Secretary, close the roll. There being 63 ayes, 2 nays, the resolution is adopted. The next resolution, number 8, introduced by Senator Pogemiller and Sanjum. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I move Senate Resolution number 8, which names Senator Dennis R. Fredrickson as President Pro Tem.
Secretary will report the amendment.
Senators Pogemiller and Sanjum introduce Senate Resolution number 8, a Senate resolution naming a President Pro Tem.
Senator Sanjum.
Mr. President, members, just a comment. We appreciate the Majority Caucus extending its arms, if you will, to our side, and particularly to Senator Fredrickson on this. We all know Senator Fredrickson for what he does and how he does it, and he'll make an outstanding pro tem.
Okay. Let me just say I agree. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Congratulations, Senator Fredrickson. Very good. The next resolution introduced by Senator Pogemiller and Sanjum is resolution number 9. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I move Senate Resolution number 9, which relates to the appointment of a committee to notify the governor that the Senate is organized.
Okay. Report the resolution.
Senators Pogemiller and Sanjum introduce Senate Resolution number 9, a Senate resolution relating to the appointment of a committee to notify the governor the Senate is organized.
Okay. On that resolution. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. I'm appointing Senators Phoebe, Gimsey, Kielash, Higgins, Corrine, Rosen, Sieben, and Scogan. Please report to the doors of the chambers and get your job done and come on back. Okay. Does he report something?
Mr. President, do you want him to do it now?
We've got it here. I think we could continue on. We won't do it this minute. Okay. Yeah, that's good. Good idea. Yeah, we did. We voted. Did we? We voted, yeah. Yeah.
And Mr. President?
Under motions and resolutions, continued. Senators Pogemiller and Sanjum introduced Senate Resolution number 10.
Mr. President, and just for historical reference, and I hope Senator Cohen is listening, Senate Resolution number 9 kind of recalls, if you just kind of lean your head back a little bit, a Beatles song from an album many, many years ago. Mr. President, I move Senate Resolution number 10 to notify the House of Representatives that the Senate is organized.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Excuse me. Senator Pogemiller and Sanjum introduce Senate Concurrent Resolution number 3. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I move Senate Concurrent Resolution number 3 related to adjournment for more than 3 days. Members, this is the same as it took place last year, I believe, or the year before. The House is not going to meet on Thursday. It's YMCA day at the Capitol, Thursday and Friday, and Saturday and Sunday, I think. So they need an agreement from the Senate not to do that. So that's what that resolution is. We are going to meet on Thursday, but it'll be basically procedural. There's a few bills that want to get introduced, there's going to be a committee meeting or two. We're going to meet at 11 and then recess until 2 or 3 in the afternoon for bill introductions. So for your planning purposes, it will be procedural. We obviously need a quorum, but I don't believe there'll be any business conducted on Thursday. And it would be good to be here at 11 so that you're present, but you would not have to be around for the 3 o'clock, 2 or 3 o'clock meeting. So I'd move concurrent resolution number 3.
Secretary will report the resolution.
Senators Pogamiller and Senjum introduce Senate concurrent resolution number 3, a Senate concurrent resolution relating to adjournment for more than 3 days.
Discussion on the resolution. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. We're on, I think, announcements of Senate interest.
Mr. President.
Senator Pogamiller.
Would you like to make the announcement?
Yeah,
Mr. President.
Yeah, in the back of our room is former Senate President and Judge Jack Davies. As the President of the Senate, I don't have the years with me, but Jack, stand up and say hello. I think it's Jack's... Jack, is it your birthday, too, today? Did we talk about that? Yeah. Happy birthday.
And, Mr. President,
Senator.
I believe this is the 50th anniversary of your election to the Senate? Or swearing in as a member of the Senate, 50 years.
Really? How old were you, Jack? Can you tell us? Must have been a kid. No, we don't want to add them up. You don't have to. Okay, any other announcements of...
Mr. President.
Oh, we did that already. Senator Stumpf.
Mr. President, the Senate Education Committee will meet on Thursday at 8:30, and I realize that you probably will be notified, but we'll go from 8:30 to 11. And that's in room 112.
Any other announcements? Without objection, Senator Berglund will be excused from today's session from 12:25 to 12:45. Senator Pogamiller.
Mr. President, I'd like to call for a recess so that we can have a brief discussion about the new voting board. And this will be just for a few minutes, members, and then there'll be an opportunity for you to talk with staff about any questions you might have. So I'd move a brief recess.
On the motion to recess, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion prevails. Senate stands in recess. Senator.
Today, but just we'll run through a few of the things you're going to see on the board. And as we go through session and get to more calendars, you'll become more familiar with it. Basically, when we're not on any item, you'll see the names that are displayed like in the past. When we have messages and we have can load them up, these are all just made up bills, so don't put any connection with the description. But there will be a bill number with the chief author.
Vote it down.
Followed by the order of business we're on or the calendar. In this case, it's messages from the House. And then if there's a motion that we're on, in this case, would concur in the House amendments, that would follow after the order of business. And then the text in green is a brief description or a brief title of the bill. And then when we, what happened to my display? We're still working on that. Ideally, we want to take the short description from our Senate index on Senate files. So that's what this is an example of. But for the time being, when we're importing these calendars from the revisor system, it will be the title that's on the agendas or the calendars. So, and messages is one we'd have to input. We can't import messages. We'd have to put those in. Now, when you go to a vote, as you saw earlier today, the board would open like that. It would have the bill number with the author, and then the motion or the final passage we're voting on in the yeas and nays. We did some motions and resolutions today. We'll look at another. Here's a general orders item. Senate file, chief author, general orders. One thing we need to add yet we don't have is after general orders there'll be an item number. That's the calendar number you see, so it'd be number 53 on general orders. That'll follow. And then under that will be the recommendation to pass. If there's an amendment, it would say amendment and the author of the amendment. And then here's an example of a bill title that's in. Our thought was is that's a little too wordy. We'd like to get to a short description of the bill, take out the statutory references. But for the time being, that's where we're at. We can take input on that. If there's a companion, that'll show up on the bottom. The companion to this bill is House File 1066.
Senator Higgins, I guess you can ask questions as we go along.
Ask questions?
Please ask.
One thing that I have learned, both from having old eyes and in being in the publishing world for a long time, is that it's very hard to read type that's on a black background unless there is a high contrast with the other color. And if you're looking, you can see the difference in how readable it is from the yellowy orangey at the top to the green on black at the bottom. So I would suggest that if there is a way to make the colors of the print brighter and avoiding like this rich green or a rich blue on the black background. Anytime that there's a higher contrast, it is easier to read. I find this hard to read.
Okay, a lighter color on the bottom. I think we can. Can you do that? I believe we can do that. All right, I think this is great. Why not? Let's continue on with questions.
On those kinds of things, please consult. There has been some discussion about those items, and the colors have been changed. But that is the type of input members should be giving to the office, and then we can think about all that and reconsider all that. So,
yeah. Remember, this is our first day at this thing, so I think actually that staff and others have been putting it together quite well.
That pretty much covers what you see. We do have an announcements page. Earlier you maybe saw this when Senator Metzen listed, we put the appointments that he named. We'll try and put those in. Obviously, when we have a list of conference committee appointees, we won't be able to do all of them, but...
And can you flash up what will be up there as a possibility when we're not in session? You were going to have a picture of the Capitol or something?
Yeah, I don't. Do we have that? Can we do that now?
There's some stuff up the other day. Well, stop in someday and you'll see it.
Yeah, we got to tune it to have that.
Yeah, they're working on that.
Session, so.
They had a version of it last week, but apparently we're still working on the state logo and some other stuff, the picture of the Capitol, and it looked pretty sharp, but I think they're still playing with that.
If you do have thoughts or suggestions, please pass along.
Senator Pappas, did you have a comment?
I did. Mike, could you put up the names?
Sure.
I find that very, very glary, and it makes me dizzy and nauseous, frankly.
It's that bad, huh?
It's too bright, and something is wrong with it. It needs to be mellower.
I think these are pretty good suggestions, Senator Pogemiller.
Okay, then, Mr. President, should we? I would move. Let's come back. Let's get out of here.
Okay. Senate will come to order. Senator Pogemiller. And we got about, a minute or two left, the folks that are going to the governor's office, I think you're ready to go.
Mr. President, if there are no other announcements, I think this is the moment, Senator Senjum, if you wanted to say a word, opening day.
Senator Senjum.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Pogemiller, members, Today is the start of a journey, a five-month journey. We know where we are today and where we're starting. We know where we're going to have to be at the end, and I'm not sure at this moment we know quite how we're going to get there, but I'm confident we will. Many describe this session as and our budget deficit as being historic, as being epic, as being even cataclysmic. Big word. But for sure, for all us Norwegians, we know it's huge, and we know that we're going to have a lot of work to do. Few, if any, legislators that have currently serving or, frankly, served in the past have ever been through this, this kind of deficit. I'm not sure that we can go to any place and find a recipe book that is going to get us through the next 5 months. So we're going to have to be innovative. We're going to have to be the kind of people that perhaps, if you will, think out of the box and think in terms of new ideas, new reforms, and new ways, if you will, of doing government. And let us not remember as we go through the next 5 months that while we think we have challenges, and we all know this, there's many people back in our home districts that have challenges within their homes, within their families, people that have lost jobs, people that have had hours cut, people, in fact, that may have lost retirement savings, certainly people in distress. And we talk about people, let's not also forget our businesses, large and small, who are struggling or are hanging on, who are looking for the next contract, if you will, to sort of rescue them for the next 2 weeks so they don't have to lay off anyone. So, again, as we think about the next 5 months and we think about the course we have to take, let's not forget there are a lot of people out there that are hurting, and let's also not forget I don't think that we ought to be solving our problems, certainly on their backs. So lots of things to think about. This is a tough time, but I also think tough times bring out the best in people, and they will, and our Senate will stand up and react to this, and we will, in fact, make it through the next 5 months. But let's be thinking about reform. Let's be thinking about reinvention. Let's be thinking about looking under every rock. Let's be thinking about moving this state forward in the process. And also, let's be thinking about jobs. There's no way out of this other than a jobs climate that's not 42nd in the country. We've got to be cognizant of that. We've got difficult times. We talk about job climate and taxes and all those things, and it's difficult time right now to say that we can improve that job climate. But at the end of the day, it will be through jobs and private sector jobs that this state once again becomes the kind of state that is living, if you will, in a state of prosperity and not in deficit. So lots of work to do, members, and I look forward to working certainly with the majority leader and all of you, as well as our caucus looks forward to the same. This is a time to come together. This is a time to give our best, and we will do this. We will make it through this, but only through deliberative hard work and our eye on the ball and our hearts, if you will, for the good state of Minnesota. So God bless our session, and God bless our work, and God bless our great state of Minnesota.
Senator Pogemiller.
Thank you. Mr. President, members, welcome back. I want to particularly welcome the two new members of the Senate. I hope you find this to be everything you hoped it would be when you decided to run for office. I just encourage members to get rest this session, sleep, get some sleep, eat healthy, exercise if you still can get around to it, and let's try to figure out a way to together work through and build on what we did last year. I thought as a Senate we functioned pretty well together, and let's try to build on that and try to come to a good resolution for the state and do it in a timely fashion, so that our adjournment can be May, what is the date this year? 18th? That would be maybe before May 18th. So, Mr. President, with that, I'd move that the Senate adjourn till Thursday, January 8th, 11 a.m.
On the motion to adjourn, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senate stands adjourned.